I'm in the Somerset village of Chewton Mendip. It's already -2 here. The sun's just gone down a few moments ago, and I'm crunching through the ice near the church. I'm going to go and talk to a few people here. They think this might be one of the coldest places in Britain overnight. Certainly this morning it went down to -10 here, the locals have told me. I'm going to go and have a look in the village stores and see how people are coping, how people are keeping warm here.
Hello, yes, my name's Peter and I'm the new owner of Chewton Mendip Stores, Linda's Loaf Organic Bakery. We're doing locally made pasties, Cornish pasties, either hot or cold, but at the moment mainly hot pasties because obviously of the extreme weather conditions.
I see you've got a sign outside saying hot food.
Hot food to go, yes. So obviously the passing trade are pulling in and they're buying our produce and off they go with it on their way to work.
And they're going well today on this, which could be the coldest day we've had for a while.
They are going extremely well, yes.
And how are you enjoying this cold weather?
Not very much. I've got an electric blanket for Christmas, so I'm okay, really. Not too cold.
So how many layers have you got on today?
I think I've got about 4 jackets on. 4 jackets, yeah.
4
and
jackets?
A coat and a scarf. And I'm in a shop, so I should be pretty warm, really, yeah.
You should be warm. You should be warm out there. And you've had a bit of a skid on the ice, I believe.
Yeah, my boyfriend, when we were coming back to my house, we accidentally skidded on the ice, took out a few fence posts, farmer's field. Well, he wasn't very happy, but we had to pay it off, and my boyfriend's car was right off.
So that was the village stores, lots of pasties being eaten, lots of soup being eaten, quite a few cups of coffee. But I've just spotted down the road somebody who could be the toughest man in Somerset by the look of him. He's a thatcher. It's almost dark. He's still working. He's looking very strong and very tough, and he's got no gloves on despite this, despite the temperatures, which are still dropping, maybe about -4 now. I'll go and find out how he copes with the cold.
Well, yeah, it's nice when the sun comes up, but I've had worse winters, but this is all. It's not bad actually. It's tough on the hands, but you can warm cup of coffee and you can keep going. You know.
You don't wear gloves?
No, not at all. No, you can't get a feel for the job.
So you have to have bare hands.
Bare hands and just grin and bear it. Yeah, and feet as well. Your feet get cold as well. So.